What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Hey, Rise to the Mission family. God bless you. I hope you are having an awesome day, or maybe it's morning time, and I pray that you have an amazing, blessed day. Amen. And so today, I just want to go ahead and get started and go into prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for today, God. I thank you for the opportunity to serve and for the opportunity to receive salvation and be forgiven and have your mercy and your blessings and forgiveness and your grace just follow us all the days of our life. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for the word that you are putting out. I thank you for the changes that you are making in our lives, Father. And we receive them on today in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to go to Isaiah 55, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 11. In the NIV, and it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth, and it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." And so I want to start out by just saying that, you know, God had to take what was happening and to completely restructure things in our life so that we can get back in line with His word, because every word that we speak that goes out from our mouths, that comes from Him, is not going to return to us void, just like it's not going to return to Him void. Amen. So He's going to be with us every step of the way to make sure that His word comes to pass in our life. There comes a time when you have to look at what's around you and understand that the only control that you have in your life is the ability to choose what to do and when to do it, right? Or you can give up and allow your life to pass you by. So, you know, I ask you, are you going to keep going? Are you going to be obedient and do what God has called you to do? Or are you going to give up? You know, I want to take a moment and just, I want you to think about just re-entering the workforce after being released from prison. You know, think about the addict choosing to start over and begin their road to recovery but not having support. Think about the Christians whose faith is being tested in the last days, having to come to terms that the world as we know it is never going to be the same. And they still have the choice to either continue moving forward, doing what is right, or letting go of everything that they have lived for to join in things that now they are willing to die for. Amen. Sometimes in our lives where we just have to be obedient and do things differently, sometimes things just happen. And when they happen, you must act accordingly. You have to use that to be able to say, you know what? Okay, so what are you saying, God? What are you doing in my life, God? Why is this happening, Father? There's a lot going on in the world, and so this is why we must understand the times and the seasons of God. We have been called to higher ground. We can't change what we refuse to confront, and so, which is why God has had to shake everything that we thought was holding us up to bring forth a rebuilding of His people. So here's the thing. There are no victims in the body of Christ. At one point in my life, you know, I played the victim. To my flesh, I was the victim. But there came a point when I realized what was done to me. I decided to allow it to affect me to the point of losing who I was. And it didn't have to. I allowed it to. Forcing myself to live in the valley because I didn't think that I could climb the mountain and be free or have more than what I was used to having. Then as I started walking in a different path and met the turning point of reentry for my life, I saw a life in front of me that I could have but needed help getting there. And so many of you are re-entering or going into a territory that you know nothing about and need direction and strength from God. You need a word from God that will move you in the right direction, that will keep you from falling lower and lower into the darkness. And this is where your faith needs to come in. Many of you, even leaders, have lost businesses, or pastors who have lost church members and who are praying and asking, where do I go from here? Listen, God is the God on the mountain, and He is the God in the valley. And when you are in the valley and feel like you can't see, His word will give you the light that you need to show you the way. And when you are on the mountaintop, His word will give you the mercy and the grace needed to hold up others that are not where you are. God has shown us that dry places need to be watered, and unfinished business that remains for His people must be accomplished. And today you must get into position, and that is a position to receive. Now, we cannot allow a temporary cause to result in a permanent effect. You must transition with the changes so that you can be a part of the transformation. And while others are prospering and growing, you will still be where you were last year and the year before that and the year before that, never experiencing the all-surpassing power of God if you do not move forward in obedience and listen to what He's telling you to do. You must fight for what really matters and be okay with transitioning to this new phase and this new period of your life. Some of you are even waiting for closure, but listen to me. A reason does not wipe away the tears. Rejection is a part of your healing, and God is using rejection as your redirection in this season. So anything that you have in your life that keeps you from moving forward today, God is telling you to let it go. Let go of traditions that are not working anymore because of this process. Let go of the old way of doing things that's not work anymore. Stop allowing things to keep you chained in a prison that only gives you a window to see the promised land, but never gives you anything to help you get there. Even those that have found themselves in prison spiritually, God has a plan on getting you out, and not just you, but everyone connected to you. Acts 16:26 says, "And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were unfastened." Listen, once you encounter your turning point of reentry into the transition and the process of life that God has you in, the season that you're in, and you completely surrender to God and allow Him to build you for the battle ahead, you will be strong enough to go back and get everyone that you had to leave in order behind, because you were then too weak to carry them. God did it for Paul and Silas then, and He's going to do it for you now. Come on, put your hands up and say, "Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, I want to be able to be used by you. I want to be able to glorify your name. I want to be able to allow the other people to see your good works through me, Father God. But if I don't change, Father God, it's not coming. If I don't change, Father God, your glory will never come and be a light in my life. If I don't change, Father God, nothing is going to change in my life. If I don't change, Father God, I do not get in position. If I don't transition with this turning point of reentry for the church, for the body of Christ, Father God, I feel like I'm going to be left behind." No, God does not want you to be left behind. So you are to get in position and get in alignment. No matter what season that you're in, no matter how you're feeling, you're going to have to give God praise. You're going to have to glorify His name. You are going to have to give Him praise to be able to bring His presence. You have to praise Him. You have to worship Him. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how tormenting it gets by the enemy, no matter what is going on in your head, no matter what your thoughts are, you have to cast them down. No matter what your thinking is, you got to cast down the thoughts. No matter how you feel, you got to cast down the thoughts. No matter how you feel, you cannot walk how you feel. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot walk how you feel, and I feel that for somebody. You cannot keep walking in emotion. You cannot keep walking and feeling, because your feelings are going to hurt you. Your feelings are going to lie to you. Your feelings are going to hurt your situation. It's going to trick you. So Heavenly Father, right now, I just thank you, God, for the people that are listening. Father God, I pray that you break the yoke of bondage off of their lives, whatever they're going through. Father God, I pray that they enter into the process for which you have called them to, that their transition, Father God, may not be easy, but it's going to be worth it. It's a must in order to get them to the next level, whatever they have to do, Father God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so I pray strength over you. I pray peace over you in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. By God, right now on today, Father God, change us. Help us move closer to you, Father God. Lord, whatever we have to go through, Father, to receive your glory, to receive, to be more like you, Father God, that is what we want. We want to be more like you, God. So Lord, bless the people. Bless the people that hear your word, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.